Go News.
Greta is a drill instructor.
Move, move, move!
Yes, ma'am.
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
Drop and give me 3,000!
But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
I got nothing.
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Attention, hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration, or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Oh, getting started here. And once again, it's time for more. Well, we did a lot of planning, wealth education in the previous hour. Well, we talked about annuities, annuity taxation. If you happen to have questions on any of that stuff or comments, you're certainly welcome to give us a call right now. Coming up this hour, we've had fairly recently the implementation, partial implementation, whatever you want to talk about, of this Department of Labor fiduciary rule or standard. I don't even know what they're calling it now, because different people have called it different things. But supposedly,
it's a new rule that holds people to a new standard.
But it's a standard that people It's been around for a while. Most people who are acting as fiduciaries, I would suggest, are doing exactly that.
But there was a lot of people not acting as a fiduciary.
Right. And so now, with the new ruling that's kind of in effect, but is not being necessarily totally enforced. Well, I don't even know how to describe this now. Professor Plum, well, we'll get into it perhaps in a moment. It really takes full effect. It goes in full force in January of 2018. When everything has to be documented and so forth. But the idea is there. And it's supposed to prevent certain unscrupulous people from taking advantage of people who, you know, for the most part, don't understand anything about this financial stuff that's being presented to them. And there's a great, push, which I believe there should be, to try to get rid of these people who are, you know, acting in less than a fiduciary manner. I'm trying to do this in a nice way.
Who are crooked.
I don't like to say that, but in many cases, yeah. Yeah, they are. And how are you supposed to know this? Well,
it's tough. It's very tough because they equate it to one type of compensation, and it's not that way.
No, it isn't.
I mean, a crooked person could be crooked in a lot of different ways.
Oh, absolutely. And kind of what they've done is they've focused on this whole idea of advisors who are offering advice or products based on a commission. And the longstanding notion is that anybody who can get paid a commission on a product is most likely selling you the product not based on its suitability to you, but how much of a commission that individual is getting. And it could be true for some. And those are the less than scrupulous ones that we were talking about a moment ago. But I would suggest for the majority of them, it isn't true. Oh, and by the way, I'll get into it. I'll let you talk about it, Professor Plum, because you're even closer to it than I am. But, okay, on the heels of that, a couple of weeks ago, I started reading. We've done a few of these over the last 2 weeks. Some of these questions financial planners wish you would ask. And I had suggested quite a while ago that if they're wishing you would ask, they should be telling you this stuff automatically. They should be telling it to you up front, which I think is one of the best, which is the best way to have the most open relationship. So, talk about that. We'll also get to your emails and your phone calls. Lines open for you, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Some more emails to get to as well. You send us your emails at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. You can reach Professor Plum off the air as well, any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, They've opened up the lines for you. Off the air, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. You want to talk to an advisor and get into some of the details that we can't get into on the air. If you've got questions on any of this stuff or you just prefer to talk to somebody off the air, you can do so at that number, 800-644-1150. It's kind of the back office number set up for you folks watching and listening to our program here at Lucia Capital Group. They'll be happy to talk to you about what you have, give you some recommendations, go over maybe some of the stuff you have you shouldn't have. Maybe there's something you don't have that you should. Anyway, they'll tell you about it, and they're very open, and they will ask you tell you a lot of the stuff that we're going to get into in a little while. These things that financial planners wish you'd ask, because it's important stuff. Again, 800-644-1150. All right, let's take some calls, Professor Plum. I didn't mean to neglect anybody last hour. We just had a lot of discussions on annuities and things like that. So we're going to get right back to the calls, 877-PLA-NNER. I don't know who's first, so we'll go next to Thomas in Atlanta, Georgia. Hello, Thomas.
Hello, Brain Trust.
How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How y'all doing?
Great. How can we help you?
My question is on annuities for the 401k and rolling over a 401k to an immediate annuity or annuity with a lifetime rider attached. Could you explain or expand on that? And I just hang up and listen to you.
Explain the what, I'm sorry? What do you want me to explain? Thomas?
Well, annuity with a lifetime rider attached.
Okay, with a lifetime rider. Okay. The lifetime rider, a lot of retirees look at their, you know, retirement coming up and they think, my Social Security is only going to be so much, but I have expenses that are much more than my Social Security, and I would really like to have a pension, but I didn't work for a place that had a pension for all these years. And so adding some lifetime income to from the portfolio can make a lot of sense. Having a check that comes in for as long as I live, even if I live a long time, even if the cash value of that investment goes away, having that check coming in can create a lot of peace of mind. And so insurance companies have created these lifetime income guaranteed annuities. They are actually deferred annuities that have a rider on them that you pay for that pays out, that says you can start taking withdrawals of a certain amount of money from your contract. And if you withdraw all the money and all the earnings that have been made on the contract during your lifetime, we, the insurance company, will continue to make that same payment. Now, you got to live within certain parameters and make sure you don't take too much out. Right now, it's in the 5% range or so when you're 65-ish, maybe a little more when you're 70. So it's a matter of they're going to guarantee that even if the cash value goes to zero, they will continue to write you a check for as long as you are on this earth. And maybe if you do a joint rider between you and your spouse, as long as one of you is alive, they'll continue to make that payout to you forever and ever. Now, from a rate of return standpoint, it's not going to be the greatest rate of return, but you're not buying the rate of return. You're not looking for the greatest rate of return, because to get the greatest rate of return, you could run out of money too. You could lose money. To have that kind of potential, you have the ability to lose the income. So for that guarantee, they're going to take away some of that rate of return through the fact that it's going to have a fee associated with it. But they do make sense if you need more money than your Social Security and or small pensions, if you have them, to meet your living expenses every month in retirement. It's nice to know we have a check. But it's a rider. And at first, you're basically, let's say I put in $100,000 and they guarantee me that I can take out $5,000 a year. I'm taking that money out of my contract value, out of my cash value. It's coming from my own money and whatever earnings are being created on that money to the extent that I have money in there. Now, at some point, maybe I have a year where I don't earn any money, or I don't earn 5%. Well, obviously, I'm dipping into the principal. And as the principal goes down, it's harder to earn what I'm taking out. So it's going to have a declining effect on my overall cash value. And at some point, if I live long enough, that cash value is going to go to zero. And the peace of mind is knowing that even if it does go to zero, I will continue to receive...
Professor.
Yes, sir.
Yes, can you roll a 401k into one?
You can roll a 401k into an IRA, and once it's in the IRA, you can buy anything you want with it, pretty much. Can't buy life insurance. But
I was curious whether or not you can roll a 401k.
Are you still working?
With a lifetime rider.
Are you still working?
Oh, no.
Yeah, you can roll the 401k over to an IRA. Once it's in an IRA, you can do anything you want. It's unlikely that you can buy it inside the 401k.
I see.
You would have to roll it to an IRA first. Now the question is, should you, hey Thomas, should you even have one? Now, how old are you? You're not working anymore, you're retired. How old are you?
I'm 57.
Okay, are you retired or are you looking for another job?
Well, I'm not looking for another job.
Okay, but you're going to retire someday at 65-ish, 67?
Yes.
When you ultimately retire, do you have any idea of what your Social Security will look like? Will you have any pensions? And will they be enough to retire on?
Probably would be. Yeah, it's a small pension and should have Social Security.
So if your Social Security and your pensions are enough to retire on, then you don't need a lifetime income product.
Okay.
If you said, no, my pensions and Social Security are not enough to retire on, I need more money, well, then a lifetime income product may be appropriate for you. Also, do you have longevity? Do you think you're going to live well into your 80s and beyond?
Hope so.
Okay, hope so is different. I hope I live to 90-something. I don't think I will.
But who knows?
I know, who knows? Longevity is another one of those things that, while not a must, it's a should-have. If I don't have longevity, I really don't need to be buying one of these products. So if I have longevity and I need income, guaranteed income, they make sense. If I don't need the income and or I don't have longevity, probably don't make sense.
Yeah, and the reason is because there are fees associated with those.
And I know somebody out there saying, I can sell you one that doesn't have any fees. It's all internalized. Yeah, it's there.
Don't pull one over on Professor. That's what you would tell those people. Hey, listen, Thomas, I got to take a break. If you have any other questions, hold on. Max in Las Vegas, we'll get to you as well. And still two lines open, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, coming right back with more.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
The concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes and retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Hey there. Here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. For your garden, get great savings on Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, 3 for $10. And make sure you're prepared for your next backyard barbecue with a 2-pack of Kingsford Charcoal, now for just $9.88. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 6-7 through 6-14, while supplies last, U.S. only. Charcoal offer limited to 2 bags per customer. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Eastbound and down. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Hey, listen, we'll get some more of your emails coming up in just a little bit. If you want to email us, you go to our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. We can talk a little bit later again. We were talking annuities and the taxation of that last hour, and our last caller, Thomas, had brought up these annuities with lifetime riders, and it would seem, Professor Plum, to be, sort of self-evident that if you don't need income, that you shouldn't pay for a guarantee that you're not going to use. And so we'll talk in just a little bit, after we take a couple more calls, about this, when this might be appropriate, when it's good to take an annuity pay for one of these annuities with these lifetime benefit riders, and when you shouldn't. I mean, it's, well, we'll get to that in just a little bit. 877-PLANNER, Max is next, Las Vegas, Nevada. Hello, Max.
Good morning, guys. Great show, as always. Thank you. I have a question regarding calculating my own withdrawal rate. I am 58 years old, and I essentially have gone about 2 years without securing meaningful employment. So I'm beginning to imagine that I am entering retirement voluntarily or involuntarily. As such, I'm attempting to calculate my withdrawal rate with the classic 4% rule is used, et cetera.
Right.
And I'd like to bounce my approach off of you and have you let me know if I'm on track with the right approach for the actual calculation.
Oh, we can try, yeah.
Okay. I basically calculate a monthly cash flow, and at the bottom of the each month, I keep a running annual total. So like at the end of May, my net cash flow was negative $1,900. And then I reflect that as a percentage of my soft investable assets. Is that essentially withdrawal rate, your negative cash flow as a percentage of your investable portfolio?
The percentage, though, should be done on an annual basis if you're looking at the 4% style.
Right, but I mean, is that...
Yeah,
is
I mean, so, and when you say your soft investable assets, you mean not real estate, not things, just your 401k IRAs, personal investments, right?
Yeah, not the real estate and not the 529s, everything else.
Well, the 529s for education, not for retirement.
Correct.
Yeah, so what kind of a rate of return, what kind of a payout are you coming up with?
Well, right now it's basically break even. It's 0.1%, but I just wanted to kind of make sure.
So how large is your portfolio? You must have a pretty good sized portfolio.
It's about 1.8.
Yeah, so why are you looking for work?
Well, you know, it's really
I'm
just
teasing.
You know, the question becomes are you comfortable enough retiring or not, and thus the calculation. So
well, the idea is, I mean, you're also going to have, you're only 57, 58 right now. You're going to have some Social Security at some point in the future. Are you single or married?
Married.
So you may have two Social Security at some point in the future. Any pensions?
No pensions.
Okay. So you can probably take 4 or 5% now, knowing that it's going to drop down a little bit when you're 62 or older. So you could... What is your total need?
About $7,000 a month.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Now, let me get back...
Oh, I'm sorry. What was the question?
Yeah, no. So that $1,900 negative is... Where did that number come from? Your expenses less what you're earning on your portfolio?
No, I apologize. I mean, if my wife works, if she was not to work, our negative monthly cash flow would be $7,000 a month. But she is currently working, therefore we're about break even.
Okay, so you're only taking $1,000-$2,000 a month out of the portfolio right now for who knows what, right?
But, correct.
You know, you're potentially going to be retired. How does she feel about you retired and her working?
Well, that's the issue. I mean, the determination is, can we afford this, or should I be, you know, accepting work that is under my prior pay scale? You know, so it's kind of an issue of, should I be, you know, aggressively looking for work, or is it okay to semi-retire at this time?
$7,000-$84,000 a year before taxes. You're probably pretty close to being able to retire. We'd have to model it out a little bit more, but that's what you want to sit down and do now. Say, look at it. Here's my ideal. I would like to have both of us retired now. We want $7,000 a month to spend, which means if it's IRA money and things like that, we have to gross it up a little bit to be able to pay some taxes on it. My Social Security at 62, assuming I don't work anymore, is going to be X amount of dollars. My wife's Social Security at 62, assuming she doesn't work anymore, is going to be Y amount of dollars. So I need a bigger distribution today for the next 4 years, and then I can drop it a little bit because the Social Security kicks in, and then drop it again when your wife's Social Security kicks in. Is that a reasonable set of goals based on the current portfolio? And allocate the portfolio appropriately so you can see whether or not you don't have just I think that this portfolio should do about 4% overall. You're going to be a little bit more conservative. So let's put together a game plan, a strategy that says, here's how you're going to do it, and look at it 15, 20 years down the line and see what the income stream might look like, what the portfolio might look like under different potential rates of return being, you know, illustrated in the future. And that way you can know, do I need to get a full-on high price job? Can I find something that I just need to, you know, cover $20,000-$30,000 a year, but, you know, doesn't have the time commitment and I may enjoy more? You know, how should I go about doing this?
Mm-hmm. Okay. In the calculation that I'm doing for the cash flow, I am including taxable dividends, which are paid quarterly, but I am not including the retirement accounts that spin off dividends and interest.
And if you're coming up with that you're using some of your portfolio altogether, so your portfolio is not just covering the shortfall, it's already being used in the calculation to begin with.
Correct.
And so that calculation is not giving you a true statement.
Okay, I appreciate that. Okay, I thank you very much for the explanation.
If you were to take those dividends out of it, and instead of a $1,900 shortfall, it was a $3,300 shortfall, or if instead of a $7,000 shortfall, it was a $10,000 shortfall, that's the money that's being, it's how much is being provided by the portfolio. How much distribution are you taking from the portfolio to meet your needs? If you're using the dividends, that's part of the distribution. But if you're using it in finding out what the net number is at the bottom, you're not getting a true percentage yield or calculation out of it.
Regardless of the fact that it's from the taxable account only, not the retirement account.
The issue is, how much are you taking out of the portfolio? If you're taking the dividends out, you're taking the dividends out. Whether it's coming from the IRA or mm-hmm. whether it's coming from, there's a different taxability, but it's still coming from the portfolio. So that's part of the distribution.
Right, but we're not actually taking them.
You're reinvesting them?
Yes, sir. But all I'm doing is, in my cash flow analysis, I'm saying, okay, I earned, you know, X amount, $3,600, whatever it was, that quarter, but I didn't spend it. I reinvested it, but I'm calculating it as an income.
Well, then you can't calculate it as an income and as a reinvestment. You're either doing one or the other.
Gotcha.
It's either income or it's being reinvested.
So it's either out of the portfolio or
in the portfolio.
I
can't have it as income and reinvested unless I'm showing that reinvestment as an expense as well.
Understood. Gotcha.
Yeah. I tell you what, I got to take a break here, Max. If you need any extra help, hold on. Or if you have more questions, we can come back to you. Interesting stuff.
We need a little strategy here.
Yeah.
Middle game plan.
Yeah, we do. So if you want to hang on, Professor Plum can talk about this on the other side of the break. As I said, if you have any more questions, Max, you can stick around for that as well. Strategy, once again, important here. I mean, I liked your original question, which was, you know, why do you want to go back?
Well, as long as his wife's working, it's fine. This, it might be a little tighter on the other side, though.
Well, that's the thing.
You've got to straighten out what actually is needed.
That's it. And so you really, I mean, taking the actual retirement plunge can be a big decision. Sometimes it's as harder to make than you think. Okay, 877-PLANNER, lines open for you. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
The concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a Bucket Strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to LuciaCap.com, LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right, get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Bucket Strategy Investing. And we talk about strategy, of course, as part of our title here. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER. I should throw that number out at you, 877-PLANNER. We talked before the break. We were talking. Max had to go, but Max presented a scenario here, Professor Plum, that really lends itself, I think, to some strategy.
Oh, yes.
As you said. Let's reset where he was. He was trying to, first of all, he was talking about potentially...
Well, he was trying to decide whether or not how hard he had to look for another job, and whether or not he could let his wife retire along with him, if they could both retire.
But it would create some cash flow issues.
Well, obviously, if neither one of you are working, and you're only in your mid-50s, late-50s, you're going to need some income from some source, some cash flow from some source.
Yep.
So he was trying to do a little bit of modeling, and he was trying to figure out, well, if we do this, then we need that, and how is the portfolio going to be able to support that? And one of the things he was looking at was the dividends that were being created by his personal investment portfolio. And he was including them as part of the cash flow, but he was also including them as part of the portfolio being reinvested. There's a difference. He was probably including them as part of the cash flow because he has to pay tax on them. So, but there's a difference between the taxability of your portfolio and how much of a distribution you're actually taking from that portfolio. The distribution that you're taking to support your cash flow needs can be coming from multiple different areas. It can be coming from principal out of a bank account. It can be coming from interest that's being earned on bonds. It can be coming from dividends that or realized capital gains. But understand that if you're using those sources, they're not part of the portfolio anymore. They're cash flow sources. On the other side, if you are reinvesting the capital gains and the dividends, if you're reinvesting the interest, you may have to pay tax on it, but it's not part of your cash flow. It's staying in the portfolio. So we do have to look at what's going on. Now, what the job that Max, was it Max?
Yes.
That Max has from here is he thinks he has a pretty good idea of what they might need to spend. Let's take a look at where it's coming from and what his taxes may be, because taxes that we have to send off to the government are an expense. And that expense is part of the cash flow need that we need to take from the portfolio, since he has no other income source right now. So let's take a look at what do we need to distribute from the portfolio over a series of years. The next 4 years is going to be all of it coming from the portfolio until he gets to at least 62. Now, whether he takes Social Security at 62 or not, that's a discussion to have. But let's take a look at what do we need to have distributed from the portfolio. And then we'll find out where it's going to come from later. But when we're trying to figure out how to set it up, let's take a look at that distribution. Create the appropriate investment strategy to maintain that distribution, reducing it when we decide to take Social Security, and then maybe increasing it for some inflation components down the line, so we make sure we have enough to cover the that little madness that we have, which is inflation, and then put the appropriate investments in place. The next thing we're going to do is then say, okay, where should our taxable accounts be? Where should our IRAs be? Right now, he's a little bit young to take money out of an IRA. But that doesn't mean that he can't use personal money, live off personal money, and convert that IRA, especially if it's a large IRA, and use up the low tax bracket that he may be in now, so that when he ultimately does take his Social Security and he does have required minimum distributions, he may not have a problem with taxes then. So let's two-prong this. One is cash flow distributions and putting the right investments to support that. The other is the accounts that support it, so we can manage our taxes a little bit.
So what sort of asset allocation and
asset
location is that what we're looking at here?
Proper bucket strategy.
Boy, where does this come from? It's buckets. It just sort of appears out of nowhere.
Appears out of the name of the show.
It really does. Now, okay, so here again is an example of somebody who may need some income to bridge the gap until such time as whatever, Social Security comes along.
And he's unsure. I mean, he's got a very nice portfolio, but he's unsure if it's enough to get the job done. So let's put together the game plan and model it out 10 different ways from Sunday, if you want, with lower than expected rates of return, with moderate, let's see where it does and does not work. And that way he can determine whether or not he has to go back to work or not. And if he does have to go back to work, does he have to go back to work at a high-paying job, or can he get something where it may only pay, part of the need, but he doesn't have the time constraints, the emotional, it's not as
stressful. It's not as urgent, right.
If he doesn't need that, if he can make it work with his wife working, how does he break the news to her that he's going to stay at home and she has to keep working? Or can he take her out and say, by the way, if you want to quit working, we can afford to make this happen. Obviously, if you want to keep working, fine, keep working. But let's find out what he has to tell her before he says the wrong thing.
Now, when you plan for something like this, do you really, you kind of have to look at worst case scenario, right?
Because obviously if it works at very poor expectations, worst case scenario, it'll work under best case.
Right.
Always work. If it works under worst case, you'll only be better off in better assumptions or better realities if we have those.
Yeah. So if you decide that cash flow is going to be an issue when you retire, you're saying, I can't decide right now, do I keep working? Do I tell my wife to not work as Max is doing there? As cash flow starts to become an issue, are there ways to perhaps correct that where he could maybe also retire and use some sort of...
Well, we'd have to look at where the expenses are, too. I mean, expenses are expenses, and as long as he's modeled it out right, we know what we need. Will the portfolio support it? But maybe one of those expenses is a mortgage that goes away in 10 years, and it's $2,500 a month. I don't know, $2,000 a month of just principal and interest. Obviously, the taxes and insurance stay. But that's another area where 10 years from now, if it's going to be paid off, that's an expense that won't be there anymore. And so we can drop the distribution from the portfolio to maintain that. Or maybe you pay it off up front. There's lots of games to play in here, lots of what-ifs to play to get the appropriate strategy. But once you have it on paper and you see what's happening and you see the rates of return that you're projecting and you believe that they're either very, very worst-case scenario or very low or however you look at them, you say, this is doable. You can go into retirement without the same anxiety of, oh my gosh, will this work? Well, yes, if all these things that we're projecting out happen, but now you also have an ability to look at it and say, that didn't happen. Am I going to worry about that? Is that something that do I have to do something about right now?
Right, and if that's the case, that's where you start
changing things,
tweaking it just a little bit. All right, 877-PLANNER, we're gonna get to one more call before the break. We'll go, I think, to Thomas, I was told, in Phoenix, Arizona. Hello, Thomas. Yeah, Thomas.
Hello, Thomas.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hold on a second.
See if we can find him.
Put him on hold. See if we can find him. I was trying to sneak him in there before the break, and it could be he walked away. I just didn't want to leave people on hold too long. I'm not sure what his question was, but okay. Well, in that case, since I don't have time to get to the next call, hold on a second, and we'll check in. Maybe it gets you right after the break. Gina in San Diego, California, with an email. I have $700,000 in my after-tax portfolio and $500,000 in IRAs. I'm thinking about buying tax-free muni bonds to get around 3%, maybe 4% tax-free, but I've heard you say that may be a mistake. Why?
Well, does she say how old she is?
Doesn't say.
Well, it has to do with what you're going to do with that 401 or the IRA money then. Are you going to invest the IRA money for growth? Because the reality is I'd rather have my personal money invested for growth and my IRA money invested for income, because the money that's coming out of the IRA, either now because you're retired or in the future when you are retired, is going to be ordinary income, whether it comes from capital gains or otherwise. So in this case, if you're at the retirement age, I'd rather match the taxability of the distribution to the investments that are earning it. We're getting to that point. Now, also a 3-4% municipal bond, that tends to be a fairly long-term bond right now. I don't know if you want to lock into those super long-term bonds to get that rate of return, depending on your age. I mean, it's just you run the risk of that interest rate sensitivity that longer maturity bonds carry along with them. Your $700,000 in bonds, if interest rates, or when, I don't know what you want to call it, if they were to go up, you could lose 10%. You could lose $70,000 in value, but you're only earning $30,000 or $21,000 in value, $28,000 in income each year. So it's a risk-return relationship that I'm not sure I want to take. Now, it's your call. It's your money. You can do what you want. But I'm looking at more of, do you need tax-free income? What is the other income? Are you working? Do you have pensions? Because if you only have Social Security, you're not in much of a tax bracket. I'd rather take IRA distributions and pay tax on that than, you know, get a better rate of return on an equivalent risk-return relationship between a corporate bond than the tax-free munis, and have more in my pocket net after taxes than I would with just the munis. So it's a matter of taking a look at them. You're right, I'm not a big fan for most people of the tax-free munis because the taxes aren't that big of an issue when you look at the risk-return relationship.
Yeah, and you mentioned, well, we don't have time. Maybe we can talk about this, if not in the next segment, another show. You know, if money is being taxed no matter what you do,
Out of the IRA.
If it's going to be taxed, whether it's personal or the IRA, in ordinary income tax rates, then it makes more sense to have it, say, with the IRA, right?
I'd rather have an ordinary income-producing asset in my IRA,
sure,
than a tax preferenced with long-term capital gain qualified dividends in my IRA.
Right, because you don't. If you put long-term capital gains inside the IRA, it's going to be taxed as ordinary income.
But we need to know more about what she's doing in her life.
877-PLANNER, coming right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Hey there, here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. For your garden, get great savings on Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, 3 for $10. And make sure you're prepared for your next backyard barbecue with a 2-pack of Kingsford Charcoal, now for just $9.88. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 6/7 through 6/14, while supplies last, U.S. only. Charcoal offer limited to 2 bags per customer. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call
myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Kyle is a dog trainer.
Okay, Sid. Good boy.
In his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
One, two, good.
Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Yeah, Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We're going to take some of your calls, and if we have time, we'll get some trivia. If not, of course, we'll push it off to the side, and we'll tell you what's happening on this program tomorrow. A lot, of course. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Okay, Thomas. I think we got Thomas back in Phoenix, Arizona. Hello, Thomas.
Hey, I like your show.
Thank you.
So, basically, this is a simple question. I'm 71. I got a real small amount in the IRA. I know I got a small penalty. I have to move the account into a brokerage account of Fidelity. And because my income is very low, I don't even have to file for taxes. What do I do with this, the penalty amount that I owe the IRS, a couple of dollars or whatever it is?
Well, you put it on your tax return and pay it. But so when did you turn 71?
A couple months ago.
So, but you have not taken any distributions.
A couple months, right?
Right, but you haven't taken any distributions from your IRA then.
Well, I did it previously over 10 years ago.
Well, but since you turned 70 and a half last year, you turned 70 and a half. Right, you didn't take anything out in 2016, and that's where.
No, nothing.
Okay. Yeah, you're supposed to just put it on your tax return and say I missed it, and here's my penalty, or. Yeah, how big is the IRA now?
Oh, it's small.
Like $50 or $5,000?
Yeah, it's small amount.
So you take it out, you can just put it away, and then wait for them to catch you, if they catch you.
I mean, are they going to send me a letter saying you owe me $2.80 or what?
Yeah, if they catch it.
Well, I don't have to file. Does this force me to file?
No, I mean, I guess you would just... God, if he doesn't file... Just keep going like what you're doing. But, yeah, move. I mean, if it's only a couple $1,000s, just take it out, move it to your personal brokerage account. And if it's less than, you know, if your total income is less than, like, $10,000, not including your Social Security, you don't even have to file.
No, it was a 20.
Your what was that? You have 20?
20. If your total income is less than 20, are they still going to send me a letter?
Are you married?
No, single.
Okay, so if you have income... from all sources, not including Social Security, of more than $12,000, $11,000, $12,000, then, yeah, you're supposed to file.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, because you don't itemize your deductions, right?
No.
So you've only got a standard deduction, and you've got your personal exemption. Together, they add up to, you know, like 11 grand or so. So any amount over 11, 12 grand, depending upon how old you are, you're going to have to pay some taxes on that. Now, I'm not including Social Security in that calculation.
No, it's strictly Social Security.
Well, if all you have is Social Security plus like $1,000, $2,000, then no, it's the other income that we're worried about right now.
There is no other income.
And so just take this IRA out. They'll send you a 1099, but as long as it's not $11,000 or so, you won't owe just take it out and put it in your brokerage account.
And don't worry about the $2 penalty or whatever?
If they want it, they'll contact you later.
Well, how much will they hit me for?
It's 50% of what you should have taken out. How much is your IRA?
$50.
It's $50?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the required minimum distribution would have been
about $4.
$2. No, $50 would be 4%, $2.
Oh, yeah, $2.
The penalty would be $1.
Just
take the money out and enjoy it, and go out to dinner, and don't worry about it.
Just forget about it, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to send him a bill for $1?
Well,
you know what?
I don't want the IRS on my ass.
If all they're on your butt for is $1, that there are worse things in life.
Yeah, right.
All right.
You don't think it's worth the trouble of filing, then?
I don't think it's worth the trouble of filing.
Okay. All right.
If they want their dollar, they'll come ask.
And with the penalties and interest, it's $1.25.
Yeah.
It's not even the cost of a burger.
Yeah, really. All right, thank you so much.
Okay, all right, thank you. Thank you for the call. Well, $50.
That's the total IRA.
Why would they even bother for something that little?
Yeah, I'm surprised they're even letting them keep it open, but just take it out and enjoy it.
Yeah, because once again, when you hit age 70 and a half, you're required to take money out of your IRAs. First of all, the fact that there's only $50 in it, the brokerage company is probably losing money on that, I would think.
Or hopefully they're not, maybe it's at a bank and they're not charging them an annual fee or anything.
Oh, well, that may be. That may be.
But, I mean, the required minimum distribution on a $50 IRA for a 71-year-old is $1. Or $2, excuse me. It's like $1.86. Make it $2.
Right. So the penalty on that is 50% of that, call it $2,
so
which
it's
is going to be $1 or 90 cents or I don't know, whatever
they've
it
rounded up to
be.
$1.
All right. So they'll round it up to $1. Well, nice of them to do that. Round it up to $1. So they're going to come after him and say, you owe us $1. Oh, by the way, penalties and interest because you
on
have
that dollar.
On that dollar, it's going to run it up to $1.10.
And they'll round that up to $2.
Do you think they would?
I don't think they'll send him a bill for it.
I honestly don't know that they would either. But again, sometimes with these computers, these are the things that the computers check. These are the things that computers catch. There may be something in the computer system that says, hey, forget it,
admitted for about 10 years they weren't catching missed RMDs. Now, hopefully they are catching them now because it is supposed to be caught, but are they going to catch $1?
They were saying they weren't catching missed RMDs?
Yeah, about 2010, or a little after 2010, they were saying that an outside audit found that they were not even bothering to look for
missed RMDs. Well, the only way
RMDs.
They would miss it, if you didn't take anything out, so the brokerage company...
No, you get a 5498 every year.
They would have to... The brokerage company is going to notify the IRS of the existence of this IRA,
right,
including
the
amount, the value at the end of the year.
And Big Brother knows your age, knows when you're supposed to take a required minimum distribution. And if they don't see anything on there, they were supposed to catch
it.
Yeah,
so how do they miss that?
They didn't check.
Interesting. They didn't, yeah. Well, to me, this would be something that
at least
that
that's
a computer
what I read.
Checked. No, I've read the same thing. I do recall that, now that you mention it. Anyway, okay, there you go. All right, thanks for the call, Thomas. No time for trivia. We'll move that, but I'll tell you very quickly, coming up tomorrow, if we have time, and I think we will, life insurance strategies.
Different ways to potentially use life insurance.
Yeah, and to your benefit. Well, yeah, of course. We talked a little bit about annuity taxation today. Well, now the life insurance policies, taxation is a little bit different on those. In most cases, life insurance policies will not have taxation to it. We'll have Gene Pastula join us as well tomorrow, I'm told. I don't know what Gene is talking about tomorrow. He'll let us know. We'll tell you at the beginning, but I'm sure he'll keep it interesting. But yes, there are life insurance strategies that you can employ, believe it or not. And once again, it'll get into the realm of what is proper for somebody to have and what is not proper for somebody to have.
How can you make it work for you, or should you?
Exactly. So that's on the program tomorrow. Okay, out of time for today. If you need to talk to Professor Rick Plum, any Lucia Capital Group advisor, off the air about your strategy, bucket strategy, do it today, 800-644-1150, the off-air number, 800-644-1150. For Professor Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.